Hello again, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my photo blog where I daily publish a handful of photographs. Today's Sunday, December the 5th, and it was a pretty cool to mild day here in Armidale, Eastern Australia, between Sydney and Brisbane. Well, today was the day I did the traditional walk around the property. I've called it the Sunday Saunter, and I had a look at the wildflowers that had come up during the past week. Temperature-wise, 12 to 18 centigrade, 54 to 64 Fahrenheit. Pretty overcast, but very little in the way of rain. A few drops and a drip, and that was it. So today we move to the photographs of the wildflowers that I came across. The first one is of a member of the Heath family. This one I photographed some months ago, well, not this particular plant, but this variety, the species. And we've got a fresh flush of flowering. The tiny little flowers are probably only a few millimeters long, a tenth of an inch or so, maybe a little bit longer than that, but very, very petite and pretty. Lush green leaves and brilliant white flowers, tubular in shape with the petals peeling back from the end of the cylinder. The second photograph looks like a spiny, sharp, noxious weed. It is, however, a spiny-headed mat rush, Lomandra longifolia. These are not uncommon around the property. Here and there, the green leaves, the rush-like leaves, can be seen. Not very typical are the flowers. I haven't seen too many of them. They look very spiky and spiny. But that is indeed the flower. Spiny-headed mat rush. Not quite sure if you could use the leaves to weave a basket, but that's the sort of thing that could be done with it, I imagine. Third photograph is of a pretty pink flower just opening. This image is taken from above, looking down at the opening flowers. I haven't identified this one. It could be a weed, but then again, a weed is just a plant out of place. Regardless, it has these small, pretty pink flowers. Again, only 2 or 3 millimeters across, maybe 4, a couple of tenths of an inch. The next image, the fourth, is of a terrestrial orchid. Very narrow depth of field on this photograph. What we're looking at is the top of the stem. This is the plant that I describe as a purple asparagus. It has no leaves as such, and what we see in this photograph is the cluster of what will be the flower, the petals, if you like, opening up. We can already see the color of the flowers. It'll be purple and white. Typical of the Dipodium punctatum, the hyacinth orchid. There are still several tens of these around the place that I've noticed. The rabbits and or hares haven't demolished them all. So they'll be quite pretty in the next 2 or 3 weeks once they've fully flowered. And the last two photographs are more specimens of previously photographed gardenia. These are, rather than the ground-dwelling prostrate goodenias. These are taller, single stalk with multiple flowered efforts. The first one has an orange-ish flower, and the second one is quite yellow in comparison. There are several hundred varieties of goodenia. I haven't identified these particular two. They're fairly common on the property, though. So, the results of today's Sunday saunter, the wildflowers that have appeared in the past week or so. I'm Gordon Smith, and this has been Look and See. If you'd like to send me an email, my address is lookandsee@gmail.com. So thanks for stopping by, thanks for listening. Until next time, bye for now.